No, you can't know where we're going. I know it's been a long time since we've done this, but I know you haven't forgotten the rules. I pick the place, and then you get to ask the questions. Super simple. I know it feels like we're driving out into the middle of nowhere, because we are. Oh my God, you with all the questions. Why are we riding in your old truck? I like your old truck. Yes, I do. You had it when we started dating. Makes me feel like, you know, like we're young again. I like it. Stop asking questions. We'll be there in just a second. I'm really glad we're doing this. We haven't done this in a long time. I really need it. I feel like you need it too. Yeah. Okay, all right, we're turning. We're right up there, like half a mile. We're going to turn off of this road and then go maybe a quarter of a mile and we'll be there. Okay? Can you hold the suspense for another 25 seconds? Okay, good. All right. Ooh, a little bumpy. Okay, here we are. Yeah, it is. It's a hayfield. I called in a favor and said we were going to be out here tonight, and they agreed to let us be here. Yeah. Sky's supposed to be clear tonight, and stars are going to be bright, and it's dark enough so we can see all of them. So I just figured, why not throw some blankets in the back of the truck and bring a bottle of wine and have our date out here. Yeah. Yeah, it is a little like some of our early dates. On the cheap. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, time is really the thing that's priceless now. We just don't get a lot of time together. Or a time like this, you know, where we're not doing something or figuring something out or having to be adults. Yeah. There's no distractions out here. You can put me on the spot. All right, so you remember the rules of these dates, right? I pick the place and you get to ask me 5 questions and I will answer them. I have to answer them, right? I know we've been together forever and this was a game that we played to get to know each other early in our relationship, but I don't know, maybe it depends on the questions you ask. I mean, there could be things you don't know about me. Maybe. Right? Okay. All right, let's get the blankets all laid out in the back of the truck and hop in. Okay? All right, you grab that end. Yeah, here, I'm just going to throw you the corner and you grab it and then pull it. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, we'll just, what? You pulled it out of my hand. You can't pull it that hard. Just hold, okay, all right. Now I'm going to have to like get down in the truck and grab it. Okay, all right. Let's try this again. We're going to gingerly walk from the back of the truck to the front of the truck and put this blanket down, okay? All right, let's hop in there and get it all tucked in. Okay, all right, blanket's down. All right, can we hold off on the wine though? I kinda wanna, lay back and look up at the stars. Yeah, while you ask me these very, very deep, deep questions. I'm going to share the eternal mysteries of the universe with you. Is that okay? Okay, what's your first question? Okay, oh, my weirdest teacher? Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man. Well, I had this, like, it's a toss-up, really. Because I had this teacher who I think... Well, I mean, she always smelled like she would go and make copies, and she always smelled like gin when she came back. And this one time, our classroom was at the end of the hallway, and she walked right past the door, and we thought question if something was happening. And then all of a sudden we heard this giant thump and she'd run into the wall. But no, she's not the weirdest one. Okay, so fourth grade, Mrs. Nussbaum. She claimed to be allergic to the color yellow. No, not like yellow number, like not like a food dye, because I mean people are allergic. No, like literally the color yellow. So we couldn't have yellow pencils in our classroom. Like on all of the, yeah, on all, I never told you this. Yeah, on all of the lists, like all of the supply lists, she would very specifically say that you couldn't bring yellow pencils. It had to be all, but the weirdest thing is all of our parents and like they totally indulged her. Yeah, every like and we were very vigilant about it because I think we believe, you know, in the fourth grade you still kind of believe people's psychosis, or you know what I mean? And so we would like, you know, visitors would come in and they had like yellow shoes on, we'd jump in front of them. Yeah, no yellow slickers or no yellow boots. Absolutely not. No yellow whatsoever because she was allergic. Yeah. Yeah, she was really nice, but she's just a little crazy. Okay, next question. Oh, my worst date? You mean other than our first date? Well, our first date wasn't bad. It was just awkward. I think we liked each other so much that we kind of blew it, or we almost blew it. No, that wasn't my worst date. So I had just gotten out of college and I had my first job, and there was a guy that worked with me. And he was very, very nice, but he was not super socially savvy, shall we say. He was a really nice guy. And he asked me out on a date, and I was kind of in this place where I was like, well, I'm always this way. You know how I am. You know, we'll just see what happens. And so I went on a date with him, and the whole time he talked about how his family had this bird for 50 years, this parrot, that it was like, it was his grandparents, and it had been passed to his parents, and it was going to live so long that it would probably be passed to him. And you know, it was like a, you know, a very sense, like a big source of pride for their family. And so, you know, I thought that was cool and really interesting, but he was just so into it. And so the date was over and he was, you know, we were getting ready to like, he's getting ready to take me home. And he lived with his parents. That's something I probably should have mentioned, that he lived with his parents. And he said, you know what, would you like to meet the bird? And again, I'm kind of like, we'll just see what happens. This might end up in a great story. And so I said, sure. And so we go to his house and he's like, oh no, my parents are in bed. And I was like, oh, that's all right. Well, you know, we'll just take me to the bird. And he's like, well, the bird's in their bedroom. So you see where this is going? And I was like, okay. And so I said, you know, oh, no, it's okay, it's fine, you know, I'll come back another time. He's like, no, they would be really upset if you were here and you didn't see the bird. If you were here to see the bird and you were disappointed that you didn't see the bird. And I was like, okay, but don't wake them up. And he's like, I'll just go check. And so he goes in and he checks and they're awake. But they're in their night clothes. Like they're in bed. They're in bed, like reading. So I have to, like, I've never met them before. And I walk through their bedroom and I'm like, hey, I'm here to, you know, see the bird. And they were so excited because, like, he, like I said, he wasn't very socially, you know, he wasn't very socially adept. And so this was a rarity that he had gone on a date. And oh my God, so they were like kind of almost like fawning all over me, and this bird is in the center of the room. Yeah. Needless to say, we didn't have another date. But he's a really nice guy. I mean, I really hope, you know, I hope it worked out for him. But it was a weird date. Okay. Question number three. You're like blowing through these. Okay. Question number three is what? Oh, really? You want to know the first time I ever felt a boner? What a weird question. Okay. I have to think. All right, hold on. So I went to summer, like, was my last year at summer camp. I think it was like right before I went into the 10th grade. I'm a late bloomer. Sue me. And so I guess we were playing Truth or Dare. And there was a boy who I had gone to camp with every year for the past 5 years. It was like a group of boys, and it was me and my best friend. We always went every year together. And then there were other girls that went every year, too. So it was kind of like a group of us that had been there for a bunch, and, you know, these boys had been. So we knew them. And they were kind of like, it was this sort of thing where we tested things out at camp, and then you go home. And you. But anyway, so I'd never, I guess I kissed a boy at this point, but I'd never had like a... Oh, this is so embarrassing. I'd never had a boy, like, lay on top of me and kiss me. And so this particular boy was kissing me. And, oh, man. And he was grinding into me. So I should probably point out that I knew theoretically what an erection was, but I had never felt one before. And so it didn't like click. It wasn't like, oh, that's what that is. I actually got a little mad at him because I thought that he had left his keys in his pocket and he was sticking them into me. Yeah, I was like, why would he do that? That's so rude. Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. Okay. Weirdest place I had sex. I think I've already answered that question. But I do have a weird story about where I've almost had sex. If that interests you, if you got any interest in that. I'm not cheating. I've already told you that story. Yeah, I have. It's not really that salacious. I mean, skinny dipping in a friend's pool. Yeah. I mean, it's no having sex in the back of the truck while someone's driving it. Uh-huh. Ooh. See, I dig deep. I cut deep. Okay, so weirdest place I almost had sex. So I was dating a guy in college who was this, was like the tech guy for the theater. And so he did all the lighting and all of the sound, you know, all of the like audiovisual stuff. And so one night he had me, you know, the show was over. He had me meet him after the show and go up into the tech booth because he had like things, you know, he had to like just kind of power everything down. He was in charge of making sure, you know, everything got turned off and everything got locked up. And so he invited me up there and we got everything turned off and everything cleared out. And we were, you know, getting ready to leave and he just kind of turned and kissed me and, you know, we started making out and whatnot. It was pretty hot. I mean, this is a really interesting place. But, so we're getting, you know, hands are going up shirts and, you know, things are getting unbuttoned and, you know, all of that. And we think that we're alone. And then all of a sudden, one of the actresses goes and, like, darts out on stage. Like, she just comes like a bat out of hell, and she's like yelling. And then her, I guess would have been her boyfriend, comes behind her and is like yelling at her too. And they're having this big fight. And it's over somebody. Like, they're like screaming, like he's accusing her of sleeping with somebody. And she's, you know, she's denying it, and he's saying all of these things. And then, and it's starting to get like really good. You know, it's like a soap opera, and we they don't know we're there. So we're like kind of watching him. And then all of a sudden it turns to like, it turns into a little bit like who they're going to unveil who it is, you know. And he's getting, and all of a sudden that my boyfriend starts being like, okay, you know what? This is a private thing. Let's just, like, let's try and sneak out of here without them knowing. And when, I'm like, no, I'm not going to miss this. This is the best thing I have ever, you know, this is amazing. And all of a sudden, he's really, like, all of a sudden, he's very, very insistent and very, very insistent. And then it dawns on me, like, why is he trying to get me out of here? This is something he would normally, like, we'd be right on this. And then they keep fighting. And then all of a sudden, the dude says my boyfriend's name. And I kind of stopped and looked at him. And you guys understand, like basically the only light in that booth was like a red, like, exit sign. You know, like how the exit sign, like the light from the exit sign is like shining on his face. And, but even that, even like with, even just that little bit of light, and he, you could just tell the color was draining. And I was like, you know, what? And it was like, he could have probably been like, it was like some other dude named whatever, but he just, the look on his face. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And we broke up right then and there. Yeah. So we almost had sex, and that would have been a great place to have sex, but yeah. Opportunity missed. All right. So, Jeannie, you have used 4 of your 5 questions. This is your last question. I hope it's a really good one. I don't know that those were really good. Okay. Wait, why are you quiet? Why are you so serious on me? Okay, you can ask. It's fine. Okay. Why was I so insistent on this date? Very good question. Because you seem really stressed lately, and I don't know. I just wanted you to know that you don't always have to be everything to everybody, especially me. That you can just relax and be who you are. And we can do things like this. And we can just be together. We don't even have to ask each other stupid questions. Sometimes I think that you work so hard and you push yourself so much, you forget to enjoy your life. And I don't ever want you to do that. Because I love you so much. And you earn it every day. You earn this. You earn all of this. You know, we've earned this relationship. We worked for it. And I want to have these times with you if we can. Okay? Here. Let me give you a kiss. God, it's beautiful here, isn't it? It really is. Can you hold my hand? Yeah. Let me put my head on your chest and rub your shoulder. You feel good to me. You always do. Let's just stay like this for a while, okay? Thanks for agreeing to come out here. I love you. I really do.